Madame Strange, Teller of the Future, Book 2, The Opera, Chapter 9. Zelda McIntyre seethed in the back seat as Carl drove away from Bianca's RV. "You had no right!" "I followed my boss's orders, ma'am. You know what he told you." "But he doesn't get it, and neither, apparently, do you." "My job is not to get it, ma'am. It's to drive you around and protect you," Carl explained calmly. "Protect me from what?" "Getting hurt. Or doing something stupid and hurting other people." "If I could, I'd fire you right now." "And how would you get home?" Carl asked. "You can't drive." "I can drive. Simon won't let me." "You know why, ma'am. All those cars. Those crashes weren't my fault." "Well, even if you did fire me, I'd still stay in the driver's seat." "Your problem is that you're too damn loyal." "It's my job. I take it seriously." Carl wanted to add, "and you'll thank me one day," but knew she would scoff. He didn't need another hysterical incident. He just wanted to get his boss's wife home safely. Zelda ignored Carl's comments. She thought about the opera. Zelda wasn't finished with her quest to get it back. She was the only person alive who knew what the opera really meant. "Is everybody okay?" Bianca asked.
"No,"
Molly replied, still trembling. Iris hugged her.
"What's wrong with that woman?" Molly asked.
"I don't know." "I don't think we've seen the last of her," Bianca thought. She kept quiet. "What now?" she asked Iris.
"I don't think this is over," Iris commented. Molly groaned.
"Mom, I hate to ask this, but is an opera really worth all this shit?"
"This one is."
Molly didn't like her mother's reply. "I think there's a hidden meaning we haven't found yet," Bianca said. "I don't know if it's in the lyrics, or in the music, or the Greek notes at the bottom of the page. It would probably take a Greek scholar to figure it out."
"Do you know any?"
"Not a one, but I suspect Mrs. McIntyre knows the truth. Surely you don't think she would tell us? She threatened to kill us." Bianca's RV pulled into the driveway in front of Zelda's house. Bianca walked toward the house. Zelda waved away the maid and opened the door.
"How did you find me?" Zelda demanded.
Bianca smiled. "There aren't many Zelda McIntyres on Google."
"What do you want?"
"I'm here to give you a reading. Why don't you step into my RV so I can look into my crystal ball?"
"Are you serious?"
"Or you could ask me in for tea." Zelda thought about it for a moment and then stepped aside. Bianca strolled into the house.
"Lovely place."
Thanks.
"Where's the kitchen?"
"Why do you ask?"
"So I can make us some tea."
"The cook will do it." Bianca took her hand from her jacket. She held a plastic bag. Zelda saw dark leaves in the bag.
"Oh, my tea is very special. Only I know how to make it right. I'll do it."
"Very well." The myth of Demeter and Persephone fascinated Zelda McIntyre for much of her life. She loved the story of Persephone's abduction and Demeter's revenge that almost ended humanity. Zelda could not imagine any mother ever loved her daughter as much as Demeter loved Persephone. Zelda's mother, Carol, never loved her that way. Zelda remembered when she first heard Demeter's lament from the opera. She was a little girl who scarcely knew what music was. She couldn't remember the lyrics, but she recalled the feelings of love and devotion she felt in the lilting music.
"I wish I had a mommy who loved me like that," she thought at the time. But she didn't.
She only had a grandfather's love, and he poured it into his opera. He wrote it for her. Only for her. "He understood my tragedy," Zelda knew. "He understood me, and he loved me more than my mother, father, husband, or anyone else in life. And now that love belongs to a stranger who doesn't appreciate it."
"So, now that we have our tea, why did you come here?" Zelda asked.
"You saw the lettering on my RV, right?"
Bianca said.
Zelda nodded.
"It's not just the future I see. It's the present, and sometimes the past, too.
Something in your past is hurting you. I'd like to find out what it is."
"That doesn't answer my question. Why did you come here?"
"To understand. I felt you were deeply troubled when you came to us."
"You've no right to probe."
"You had no right to threaten us. Isn't probing more civilized than threatening?"
Zelda nodded reluctantly.
"What I want is to understand why you did that. I'm hoping there's a way out of this impasse."
"There isn't."
"There always is, Zelda. May I call you Zelda? We just have to find it."
Bianca closed her eyes and reached out. Zelda had no idea what Bianca was doing. Thoughts began forming in Bianca's mind. They were not her thoughts. They were Zelda's.
"I came so close. I almost had it. My grandfather's opera would have been mine. Demeter and Persephone would have belonged only to me and to no one else. But those selfish women want to give it to the world. The world doesn't deserve it. I do. He wrote that opera for me."
So, are you one of the women in the opera? Bianca asked. Zelda didn't understand the question. Who are you, Demeter or Persephone? I'm guessing Persephone. Am I right? Zelda nodded. And who was Demeter? There was no Demeter in my life, Zelda replied, sobbing. Bianca understood but didn't know how to explore Zelda's revelation. So, your grandfather. He was the only one that loved me. He wrote it for me. It's all I have left of him. Is it wrong for me to want to possess the only love I ever had? No, Zelda. It's not wrong. But love isn't love if it's not shared. You said there wasn't a way out of this impasse, but I think I see one. You do? Bianca heard a little girl's pleading in Zelda's voice. She knew she was on the right track. It's simple, Bianca went on. The manuscript belongs to you, and you should have it because your grandfather wrote it. Zelda brightened. Bianca recognized that little girl in her eyes. You mean it? I do, but the opera belongs to the world. No one will ever know what the music means to you, but the world will come to love it as much as you do. Not as a sublime expression of your grandfather's love, but as a great work of art. I don't understand. What are you saying? There's no reason you can't have what you want, and Iris can't have what she wants. Your secret can stay with me, and only with me. Do you really mean it? The full weight of Zelda's emotional tragedy struck Bianca. That poor, lonesome child, she thought. All she ever wanted was her mother's love. Such a simple, natural need, so easily thwarted. Now, maybe she can become whole. Iris's opera company performed a sold-out concert version of Demeter and Persephone. Videos of the performance were shared online. Opera companies wanted to stage full productions. Iris received credit for discovering the unknown opera. Its composer remained a mystery. Bianca could have easily researched Zelda's grandfather and found out his name. So could Iris and Molly, but they didn't. Bianca told them not to. She let Zelda keep the manuscript, her secret, and her grandfather's love.